It's time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
100.3 The Sound. Laughter 45 After, supported by good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. Some comedians are so good, they're admired by others in the field. Rocky Laporte, longtime comedian, favorite here in Southern California, set the note today, you got to play Kathleen. Well, we are. Kathleen Madigan for you now on Laughter at 45 After.
But I do love the post office, which is a bit of a dichotomy, because I cannot believe at this age, I have friends that when they raise the price of a stamp, my friends will go insane. Young people in their 30s and 40s, it's not old people on a budget, 30-year-olds. Oh my God, they raised the price of stamp. Jesus Christ, this is highway robbery. This is federal government. Really? It's 49 cents. You're angry about that? Because I feel the exact opposite way. I cannot believe to this day that I can walk into a building with a piece of paper in my hand and look at a full-grown adult and go, hey, 49 cents. Will you take this to Alaska? They go, yes, ma'am. We'll have it there in 2 days. Is there anything else you'd like? More stamps. This is crazy. And then the government's cut some of the post office. That makes me sad. Because then there's always a big argument. Should the government pay for programs like that or not? I don't know. I feel back and forth. That's Sesame Street. You can't do that. But you could do PBS better than it's being done. I can tell you, I don't get it. I know in hotels, it's always the channel that's on. So, like, I'll come home from a show, and maybe I've had 2 or 4 glasses of wine, and maybe it's late, and maybe I'm in a sentimental mood, and that's what PBS does. They show sentimental concerts. It's those 3 old people sitting on a couch. It's like they're talking directly to you. Hey, Kathleen, welcome home from the show. Did you have a good time tonight? Yeah, I did. I had a good time tonight. Would you like to hear a little John Denver this evening? Yes, I love John Denver. I don't tell people that. It sounds geeky, and I'm still really angry at him for not putting enough gas in his airplane. I don't understand. I don't understand how you do that. You're an American icon. Check your gas cage. All right, okay. But yes, I'd like to hear some John Denver. Would you like to hear John Denver sing Sunshine? Oh, yeah. I love Sunshine. And then, bam, they blast you to Red Rocks. There it is, Colorado, Red Rocks, 1978. There's John Denver singing it. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me... And then he's gone, and it's the old people again. Hey, Kathleen, were you enjoying that song? Yeah, it was. Would you like to hear John sing the rest of Sunshine? Yeah, I would. Well, here's the thing. We are $84 short, and we got Peter Paul and Mary coming up next, and I know you don't want Buff the Magic Dragon interrupted, so why don't you just go ahead and put $250 down on your credit card and enjoy your evening.
Kathleen Madigan.